Today is Sunday, February 18th, 2024.
This is Political American.
Hey, welcome to. I do believe we're at episode 15. Let me double check. But yeah, we got quite a bit to talk about. It has been, I think over a year. I could double check when I last made an episode, but it's been quite a little while. Anchor has completely been bought out by Spotify, so now this podcast is mostly on Spotify. It should hopefully proliferate to other places, but yeah. We're on episode 16, sweet. The last one was published. Let's see here. Over a year ago, 11/18/2022. A lot of stuff was going on, blah, blah, blah. You know, life sucks. You know, under the Biden administration, as probably most of you understand. And, you know, it's basically Obama's third term.
Thanks, Obama.
But yeah, so just it has been a crazy ride for me, but trying to find places to do the podcast, and I just figured give up searching and trying to figure out stuff and just start making some episodes. I do want to try and become more of a podcasting 2.0 podcast, which if you don't know about it, you can search. I do believe it's podcasting2.0.com or .org, something like that. I could check that. But it's a lot better, and I can post sources and a more in-depth breakdown, and there's chapters, and there's a whole bunch of things. You can go to Podcasting Index or podcastindex.org, and that will show all the updated podcasts. It will actually it actually keeps track of all the podcasts and when they're updated, and there has been within the last 30 days, 332,000 podcast episodes. So that's a lot. That's a lot. It is definitely a crowded market. So also with it not being Anchor anymore, I don't have to run ads, which is great. Strictly value for value. If you want to donate, you can find me on Twitter, Political American, and or on Facebook, also Political American. I'm pretty much everywhere. Just look up Political American. And talk to me, whatever. I welcome comments. But what I wanted to talk about today, there is a big change. Well, Friday was Trump's, what is it, sentencing, whatever, for, or the verdict for his fraud case, which there was no fraud. And he, where's that video? I know I have the video somewhere. Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank basically said plainly that there is that's how everyone does stuff. That is how everything is done. That is how every real estate developer does it. They overvalue their assets. And the thing is that no one's hurt, no bank, no, there was no criminal, like there was no victim in that fraud case. There was no fraud. There was no one he defrauded. So how can you have a fraud case when no one was defrauded? You can't. So it's bullshit. So the fact that they went that far, went through all that, as well as the fact that let me see if this is it. Is this it?
Says,
No,
sir,
that is not it.
you
That's
dropped that one. Can you put
Gavin.
it back?
It's Gavin Newsom being a prick. Other than, I mean, like you need to have someone be defrauded for it to be a fraud case. Like that's kind of how the legal system's supposed to work. There's supposed to be a victim, and that's the thing. There's no victim, and the legal system has gotten out of control, way out of control, extremely out of control, to where they're just—I mean, look at the J6 people. Nothing happened. No one was hurt. The cops let them in, and yet they're going to jail. So that was complete bullshit. So, anyways, the fraud case, he has to pay like pretty much, I think, with the fines and everything, it's like close to $500 million. And because of that, truckers are not going to go into, will not go into New York anymore. As of Monday, they will not be going into New York, and they said fuck New York, and yeah, that's pretty much I support that. It's gonna be great. Where is that video? I know I had that video somewhere, but yeah, that's gonna be, it's gonna take a little while. It's probably gonna take, I mean, let's see here. That's, can't do the calendar right here. It's gonna be the 19th, so I would say probably about the 18th of March, my birthday. They'll start having a problem with it because warehouses have enough. There's usually a store of, usually of stuff that, I mean, they could use vans, they could use, they don't need truckers for the local stuff, but that's gonna start running out after about 2 weeks ish, especially once the truckers stop tomorrow and everyone's gonna run on the stores because everyone knows about this. So everything's gonna be empty. They're gonna fill it back up, and then about 2 weeks, they'll slowly lose stock and not be able to refill it. So that's gonna be good. Was it this one? Nope. I don't know. I didn't anticipate talking about this really. It just came as off the cuff, which is how I do most of my stuff, really. But I'm sure I could find that at some point in the future. So I can't wait for that to happen. One of someone started a GoFundMe campaign for Trump to pay his legal fees, and that is under the terms of service, it is allowed. Someone said it's not allowed. Well, it's completely allowed. It's not to pay the legal fees, it's to pay the fine, which is fine. It's a what's it called? A judgment. So it's not actually to pay for while going to court or anything like that. But you know, GoFundMe is anti-conservative, so they will somehow fuck that over. The big thing, they should have used something other than GoFundMe. Never use GoFundMe. Never use anti-conservative sites. Really, for most, if for anything. Don't buy there. Don't do anything because they're pieces of shit. The biggest thing is this Project 2025, which I fully support. I am still a liberal, but still technically a liberal, even though I would be conservative next to these leftists nowadays. I am for classical feminism, not, you know, this whole equity bullshit and all this other crap. I don't believe that there are reproductive rights. Rights are like for everybody. Rights are for everybody. If you notice, the right to free speech, that's not gender specific. That's not sex specific, is it? The right to keep and bear arms, that's not gender specific. The right to an attorney, a right, you know, all the rights are, you know, the freedom of press, all that stuff is not a woman or man right. So reproductive rights being a woman-only issue is basically unconstitutional. You do not, there is not a, it's just like gay rights. There is no specific rights. There's only human rights, and it has to apply to all humans. Now, I understand leftists don't understand what genders are, where genders are the terminology for the sexual organs that people have. So he, her is for women and men. They is not a gender. That may be a terminology to represent people, but it is not a gender noun, okay? Neither is all the other bullshit that they came up with. So, yes, and I am liberal. So, even though I don't support that shit, like I said, I am a classical liberal, regular liberal, not crazy leftist. I just wanted to reaffirm that since, you know, my last podcast episode was over a year ago. And, so yeah. Project 2025. It's to push. Everyone thinks it's some alt-right bullshit. Well, not everyone. The leftist corrupt media, bullshit media, is lying about how this is some alt-right extreme bullshit. Well, it's extreme to them, but not to the average American. The average American is actually pretty conservative. That isn't living in a metropolis hellhole that's governed by Democrats, aka New York fucking city. That's a piece of shit. Los Angeles, which is a piece of crap. Like, even if you go into these cities and you talk to these poor people, whether black or white, they're like, yeah, we want Trump because Democrats don't give a fuck about us. And guess what? They never have. Now, not all Republicans give a shit about you. Which is, I mean, the Republicans in general do, and their platform does a lot better for you than the Democrats. But the thing is that you have to think of each person individually. There is a lot of fake Republicans that don't give a shit about you, like Mitch McConnell, who needs to disappear. But yes, getting basically shifting this stuff, everything in America out of the leftist hellhole. The whole system is leftist. The establishment is leftist. Okay. Schools, colleges, all that stuff is leftist, bloated with leftists. It's all leftist, propaganda bullshit. If you go in, if you see these kids that go into college, versus when they're coming out, they look like one of those fucking blue-haired, fucking fat, gross leftists that are like, my body, my choice, and blah, 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 and freaking UBI and all this shit and crap. So yeah, we need to get rid of all that stuff. We need to make it the reason. The thing is that if you look back at even the 70s, man, even like, yeah, even the 70s, it was way more conservative. And a lot of people think that bringing everything, well, a lot of leftists will use a scare tactic that bringing everything more conservative will bring it back in time, and women will be stuck at home or jailed, or and all black people will be killed. Like, that's not gonna happen. That's bullshit. Like, conservatives have never had a problem with black people. Conservatives are the ones that freed the slaves, that gave people their right to vote, black people and women. Conservatives are the ones that want to make things equal in opportunity, not in outcome. Democrats are the ones that want to make things equal in outcome. Okay, they want to make sure that they want to try and basically, if you're to a Democrat, if you are black, they need to hold your hand and help you every step of the way because you're black and you're marginalized and there's nothing for you here, so we got to help you. We're the white knight. That's basically how they see themselves. When there is nothing holding a black person back but themselves. And I've seen this a lot in my life where the only thing that holds me back is me. So yeah, anybody can be anything in this country. There was a I don't know if it got published or whatever. I'm about to find it. There was a exhaustive research paper that there was no racial bias in policing across the whole country. Now, even though there's no racial bias, doesn't mean that there's not pieces of shit cops. There's pieces of shit cops because there's piece of shit people. Okay? There's people that join the police force for the power, and because of the brotherhood, they're not being brought to justice. There is no the farce of the whole cops are racist thing is a leftist bullshit ideal to basically they want the criminals
to have more power so that you feel like you have less power, so that you have to run to the leftist for help, so that it gives them the control. Whereas people on the right want you to have the power to defend yourself. And it's amazing what happens when everyone has the ability to defend themselves legally and rightfully. Crime just plummets. They did that, I forget what, I think it was it El Salvador? I don't know. There was a country where they gave everybody guns, or everyone was allowed to have guns, and everything plummeted. Yeah, it's... Leftism and Democrats are destroying this country. They are destroying America. And that's what the Project 2025 is supposed to fix, which I am for. The amount of just how much better this country would be if it was way more conservative is mind-boggling. You do not know how shitty things have gotten if you have not lived long enough to see it go down that way. A lot of these young people just think, you know, oh, it's gonna be fascism and everything. No, no, it's not. You're actually going towards fascism with the Democrats. All the stuff they're doing to Trump, all the trying and the 5 bajillion times that the walls were closing in on him, and you know, it was just, he's going to jail, he's going to jail, he's going to jail. I've heard that for 8 fucking years, and guess what? Not there. He keeps winning and getting rid of all these lawsuits, mostly. And it's because they are not justified. They're just trying to, basically, that's if, you know, Joe Biden's DOJ is wrapping him up in the courts to block him from running. And that's election interference. Democrats are openly doing election interference in front of your faces, and you still believe them. So hence why you are pieces of shit. I've not read everything on here, which I will, but the stuff that I have read, yes, it is a good step forward. I remember the good times when stuff was cheap and my money went somewhere, and it was not under Democrat presidents. Obama really screwed that over. Ever since him, pretty much. I mean, we had a respite in Trump, but him and Biden have destroyed this country. And made it harder and put more black people in prison. Trump actually let black people out. So the fact that you're gonna vote to put yourself in jail as a black person if you're gonna vote for Democrats is mind-boggling, but okay. There is a fuck ton of black people that are waking up to the fact that the Democrats have lied to them. Stuff is changing. There will be, I mean, there's basically no way that I see that Trump loses. There is talk of that they're probably gonna try and assassinate him. And I could see that, because nothing else has fucking worked. And they do not want their system messed with, because it's a bunch of rich people. And I say this, that if they do that, they are done. They are done. I'm done with pretending. I'm done with trying to talk. If Trump gets assassinated, that is Civil War II. I'm done. I will make sure of it. I'm sure a lot of other people are ahead of me on that, but I will be in that group because that's ridiculous. It's not about the citizens. It's about the government. The government needs to be overturned, and we need to throw out a lot of laws and rules and make it to where these corporations cannot. I know there's good corporations, there's good corporations and bad corporations, but we have to make sure that corporations cannot give money or even any organization in all. It just has to be $1,000 per person per year. Done. That makes it to where no one gets overinflated. We don't need billions of dollars for a fucking presidential run. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, we need to cut that off and term limits. No more Nancy Pelosi's and Chuck Schumer's and Mitch McConnell's and all these people. They need to leave. They need to leave. Because it just, y your job is not to be a politician. Your job was to do a couple terms and then go back into the fucking field. Do your real job. Politics was not meant to be a job. Yeah. So I just want to reiterate, make an episode reiterating how basically going forward, we will highlight the corrupt leftism and basically be against that. Just be against leftism. Stop. Stop doing that. Conservatism is way more free, way more open, way more it's way less judgmental. Conservatism is the only way forward for this country. And much like the picture that I'm showing in the video, if you vote for Biden, you can fuck off. If you voted for Biden, you can fuck off. The fact that you voted for Biden and all this inflation and just the ruining of America just so that your little bitch ass cannot have mean tweets on Twitter is astounding. You should be ashamed of yourself, really. Nah, I don't care if you don't vote for either party, but the fact that if you voted for Biden and you're voting again and you don't understand what has happened, you're the problem. You are the fucking problem. Plain and simple. I don't, it, there's, if you don't have the brain power to see what's going on around America, to see what's happening in America, and you're still gonna vote for these pieces of shits, that's astounding. I will highlight how they have actually called. You want to talk about J6 and shit like that? They have actually called for violence. The Democrats have called for violence in the protests, and they allowed all the protests. They allowed the burning of your cities. Think about that. Not only is it harder to make a job, make a business, or even have a job nowadays, but they were okay with people burning and looting your towns. And you're like, that sounds like a good idea. Let's vote them back in. You're a fucking retard. So that's where I'm gonna pretty much leave it. Is a quick look, 30-minute-ish video, or well, episode. Just to get back in the swing of it. I really didn't have a structure this time. But yeah, I will make more. I will make more, and Political American is back on, and I will definitely be putting these people in their place, because I'm done. Thank you again for or thank you for watching, listening, subscribe. I will be making videos on Rumble, so you can follow me on Rumble. And yeah, that's about it. Thank you very much. Do I have an out? I wonder if I have a video or a song or something for saying goodbye. That would be nice. I don't know.
We saw. He died. Amen. That's fine. He died.